soldiers, sailors, and Marines. Come along now to Melody Roundup. Yes, Ben, it's roundup time again, sure as shooting. But you won't need your boots or saddles or ropes or branding irons or nothing. Because this roundup is strictly for listening to. So pick out a shady spot for yourself and get ready for some real Western music from those aristocrats of the range, Bob Nolan and the Sons of the Pioneers.
Howdy, men. This is Bob Nolan. The boys and I are happy as always to be with you here again and banging out those tunes you request. And starting right off, we're answering a request from Louis Rolettes at Navy 131. He's an old-time listener and wants to hear Echoes from the Hills, a truly typical Western song, so here you are, Louis. We hope you like it.
Sometimes I wonder why I had to roam. Somehow my thoughts are traveling way back home. I miss the hills, the old folks, and my little sister Lou. I wonder if they miss me too. I'm a long way from home, and that Blue Mountain Dome. Still I hear the echoes from the hills, and that sweet Billy Bell, my little hillbilly gal, calling in the echoes from the hills. When I left my pappy said, now don't do nothing wrong. I recall my mammy saying, sonny, don't be long. So I know that someday I'll be wending my way back among the echoes from the hills.
Somewhere when twilight steals across the blue, someone is strolling down the lane we knew. Like an echo from the hills, a message comes to me. I know it's there that I should be.
I'm a long way from home, and that Blue Mountain Dome. Still I hear the echoes from the hills, and the sweet lily bell, my little hillbilly gal, calling in the echoes from the hills. When I left my pappy said, now don't do nothing wrong. I recall my mammy saying, sonny, don't be long. So I know that someday I'll be wending my way back among the echoes from the hills.
Yeah, boy, echoes from the hills.
Say, Bob, old bean.
What's on your mind, Pat Brady?
Oh, the usual thing.
Sorry, I'm broke myself.
No, I ain't hitting you for a buck. I just wanted to know if you saw me at the barn dance last night.
Saw you? Man, I saw you, heard you, felt you, smelt you, and got bumped into by you constant.
Yeah, you said it, Bob. I never seen a man in so many places bothering so many people at once.
Yeah, he must be related to a horsefly.
Oh, you're just jealous because all the women go wild about me.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
Say, I was holding one gal's hand and playing footsie with another gal across the table.
You want to know something?
What?
That wasn't no gal you was playing footsie with. That was me.
Oh,
well, how about resting your voices for a change, guys, and listening to Lloyd Perryman's solo of Juanita.
Soft o'er the fountain, lingering falls the southern far o'er the mountain breaks the day too soon. In thy dark eyes splendor, where the warm light used to dwell, weary looks yet tender speak their fond farewell. Nita, Juanita, ask thy soul if we should part. Nita, Juanita, lean thou on my heart. My dreaming moons like thee shall shine again, and daylight beaming prove thy dreams are vain. Wilt thou not, relenting,
for thine absent lover's sigh. In thy heart consenting to a prayer gone by. Nita, Juanita, let me linger by thy side. Nita, Juanita, be my own fair bride.
Oh, that was mighty swell, Lloyd. And just a reminder now to all you fellows listening, we'll be glad to include your favorite on Melody Roundup. Just drop a line to Melody Roundup, care of Special Service, Los Angeles, USA.
Boy, I'll never forget that barn dance. The one sight I couldn't get over was Ken Carson doing the turkey trot. Man, that was something.
Well, what was wrong with that, Pat? The turkey trot is a recognized dance.
Yeah, but not with a turkey.
Say, that was no turkey. That was my girl.
Same thing. Boy, she's skinny, ain't she?
What is she?
No, I didn't think she was so skinny.
Well, I was dancing with her, and a medical student rushes up to me, and he says, "So that's where my skeleton went." Sure did.
Well, there was nothing wrong with the gal I had. Boy, what dreamy eyes she had.
Mm-hmm. I noticed those dreamy eyes, Hugh. I wonder where she got such eyes as that.
Well, I heard that when she got hit on the head with a roll of travel film, ever since then she's had a faraway look.
Well, that's really a cockeyed story. But now, let's put aside our reminiscences and have Hugh Farr and a fiddle specialty of Soldier's Joy. Say, you was fiddling at the barn dance, too, weren't you?
Oh, sure. They got nobody can play the Virginia reel for the square dance except me.
You know, Hugh, I don't like them square dances much. No. My collar gets too wilted.
Collar? Since when you been wearing frills?
Why, shucks, I always wear collars.
I know, but you wouldn't have to if you'd wash a little lower.
Say, Pat, that was some step that you was doing at the square dance. What do you call it?
Oh, you mean where I dip down, touch the floor, and holler, whoop!
That's right.
That wasn't no dance at all. My garter broke and it was snapping me to death.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, let's snap out of this and into another of our request numbers. From Sergeant J. Barrett and Private J. Jacobs at APO 948, and for Sergeant Tomasi and his boys at APO 827, come a couple of letters asking for cool water. Okay, men, here it is.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water.
Cool water.
Water. Oh, Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
Water.
Cool
water.
Clear
water.
Water.
Keep them moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water.
Water.
Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we'll pray for water.
man. He's a devil, not a man. And he's fed the burning sand with water. And can you see that the dream free where the water's running free? And it's waiting there for me and you.
Say, Bob. Bob, you've been talking about this here barn dance, but so far you ain't mentioned one important thing.
Well, what's that, Tim?
Me.
Oh.
Did you see that redhead I was talking to?
Oh, that's right. I remember now. She dyed her hair to match her fingernails.
Oh, she did not.
Of course not. It was her toenail.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Pat. Well, anyway, I took her home. That's more than you guys did.
You took her home? What happened?
Well, I tried to steal a kiss on the way home. Nothing doing. Then I tried again on the front porch, and... nothing doing.
Nothing doing.
Then I tried once more as we said goodnight.
And then what happened? Nothing doing?
Her father came downstairs. Plenty doing.
Well, boys, let's have one more song to sort of round this off. It's Trail Herd and Cowboy.
Trail Herd and Cowboy, hop on your pony, singing ho.
Gilly-o.
Start riding now, boy, we'll make San Antonio singing ho.
Gilly-o. Long, weary days and a dusty road to travel, but we'll make the boss pay for all this saddle-driving cattle.
Light-hearted, carefree, trail-herding cowboys singing ho.
Gilly-o.
One little dogie strayed from his mother singing ho.
Gilly-o.
Trail-herding cowboy, there goes another singing ho.
Gilly-o. Follow the dogie through in the stable sometime. When this drive is over, we'll make a fun time all at one time.
Makes me a happy trail-herding cowboy singing ho.
Gilly-o. Gilly-o.
Keep moving, dogies. Time is a-wasting, singing ho.
Gilly-o.
I'm not impatient, but why don't you hasten, singing ho?
Gilly-o. You ought to know that a certain someone's waiting. You ought to know that you captivate and confiscate. And
arms will enfold his trail, hurting cowboy, singing ho.
Gilly-o.
Men, that's it. Another melody roundup has come and gone, and we hope it brought you a few minutes of pleasure listening to these good old Western tunes. So until we meet again out by the old corral, this is Bob Nolan saying goodbye for all the sons of the pioneers. And good luck, fellas.
Melody Roundup is produced by the War Department of the United States of America.